Welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that's really capturing everyone's attention in the financial world, the push for comprehensive U.S. cryptocurrency regulation. At the center of it all is the Clarity Act, but honestly, it's facing a pretty major political hurdle right now.
It's a fascinating but complex situation. The bill is designed to finally draw a clear line between the SEC and the CFTC regarding jurisdiction. But if recent prediction markets are any indication, showing an 84% likelihood of a Democratic majority taking control of the House, that legislation could easily get stalled or heavily amended.
Exactly. And that shift in power would completely change the dynamic. We'd see key financial and tech committees flip to Democratic leadership, which means the bill would face much stricter scrutiny and a heavy emphasis on consumer protection. It really comes down to three lawmakers who are going to largely dictate this bill's trajectory.
Right. First, you have House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters. She's been very clear about her priorities: strict consumer safeguards, robust anti-money laundering measures, and overall financial stability. Given her stance, the Clarity Act will almost certainly need substantial revisions just to clear her committee.
And then there's Representative Chantal Brown, who's really pushing for a smarter, more nuanced approach. She advocates for a tiered, risk-based framework that actually recognizes the differences between speculative tokens, payment networks, and decentralized finance. She's firmly rejecting that old one-size-fits-all mentality.
Over in the Senate, you can't overlook Elizabeth Warren. She remains a formidable checkpoint, consistently pushing for aggressive oversight, mandatory disclosures, and strict enforcement against unregistered securities and speculative risks. If the political window closes and the Clarity Act fails to advance, the crypto industry is looking at prolonged regulatory uncertainty.
Which is a tough reality to swallow. Without federal clarity, the SEC and CFTC will likely keep asserting overlapping jurisdictions, while state attorneys general and other federal agencies continue that enforcement-driven oversight. Companies are already bracing for it, too.
Absolutely. In response, many firms may pivot towards state-level charters, stablecoin frameworks, or even international jurisdictions that offer clearer rules. Others might just double down on voluntary self-regulation. But the critical takeaway here is that U.S. crypto regulation will no longer follow a fast-tracked, industry-friendly path.
That's the bottom line. A Democratic-controlled legislative environment is going to prioritize a cautious, consumer-first approach. The industry will need to adapt to stricter compliance standards and a more structured, risk-based framework.
It's a shift that requires patience. While it might delay immediate legal certainty, this cautious route could ultimately produce a much more durable and comprehensive regulatory system. Success will really depend on compromise and the industry's willingness to adapt to a political landscape that values financial stability over market flexibility.
I love that perspective. It's not just about speed anymore. It's about building something that actually lasts. Thanks for walking through this with me. It's definitely a pivotal moment for the space.